The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
838 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. We're at Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay, as we do every year, because Nicolet Bank is such a fabulous partner and sponsor of families of children with cancer. And that's why we're here, to ask you to stop by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids. That, of course, can be a gift for the Christmas party on December 7th. We've been talking about this for weeks and have been doing it for years. But if you don't know what we need, you can go to jerrybadershow.com and click on, there's the Families with Children with Cancer link there. Tell you everything we need, kids 6 months to 18 years, toys, game, age-appropriate games, new items only, do not gift wrap them, dolls, trucks, et cetera, board games for the older kids, for the teenage kids, gift cards to the big box stores. And as always, Families of Children with Cancer needs your help year-round. So any cash, that's fine as always. We're here till 11 o'clock. And I have to start out with this. And I know that there are those listening who are going to consider this a sexist statement. I do not. Now, she doesn't know I was watching her, but there's an employee of Nicolet Bank. We have our box that we bring every year. We re-gussied it up. Was that last year? It looks like last year because it looks in pretty good shape. It was getting a little tattered, but I've taken it around a lot over the years. And it has a wreath on it with a ribbon, and the ribbon was all deschmuckled. And a lady who works here went and fixed it up and gussied up the wreath. No guy would do that. I'm telling you, Paul, you didn't notice that. You didn't, we have video going here today. Videographer Paul, you didn't notice it. You'll shoot it later now, and it's going to look a lot better because you wouldn't have thought twice about it. I wouldn't have thought. I've actually thought it'll look fine. See, what I'm referring to is a woman's touch. And in today's world, that's considered taboo, sexist. I'm telling you, we're slobs. I'm referring to men now. I know, if you're a guy, what percent of guys do you know that really at some point isn't a slob? Which reminds me, I cleaned the station vehicle yesterday, but that is not a story for on the air. That's a story for another time. But it does prove my point. If you're a guy right now, you either have a pile of underwear next to your bed, your wife is complaining about it, or she complained until you picked it up. We're slobs. Everything they say about us is true. I'm just saying. Now, is it universal? No. Some guy, you have the occasional Felix Unger. It's true. And you have the occasional female slob. I know that, but I'm just saying, as a general population, we're slobs and they're not. It's a bit of an overgeneralization, I concede. But anyway, I want to thank her after that long-winded explanation. Because it looks much nicer now, and already we have someone bringing in our first batch of toys. Ma'am, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. Really do. Glad you helped. Thank you so much. Okay, hey, come here and make you talk on the radio because I can't hear you. What were you going to say?
Do you need help with their Christmas event?
Do we need help with it?
Oh,
you know what? Yeah, you know what you can do? If Paula, you got something, she's wondering if she can, like, help volunteer with the effort. If you can get information from her, I will share that with Families of Children with Cancer.
Fabulous.
Would that be good?
That would be excellent.
Hey, thank you for bringing the stuff. You're awesome.
Thanks for all your help with that.
Hey, you bet. You bet. That's why we're here, to let you know about that kind of thing. So we're off to a great start. Listener stopped in and brought some nice stuff for the kids, and the lady behind the counter at Nicolet Bank has no idea that I spent 5 minutes talking about her. Thank you again. Appreciate it. So that's why we're here. Now, we're going to do what we usually do, including I am still going to debate Mike McFeely from KFGO in Fargo. He and I our schedules have just been blah the last couple of weeks. He and I haven't debated since I was in studio with him in Fargo. And I'll tell you, I did not debate him on his show yesterday because he did the Kevin Bacon from Animal House. Thank you, survey. Please have another. and just, go ahead, Jerry, both barrels. Let me have it on Obamacare. And even he, and this is, I think, is telling, because if you've listened to Mike, very, very liberal. He doesn't believe he is, but he is. You notice most liberals don't. Anyway, he kept saying, no, it's going to work. It's going to work. Here's where even he is cracking around the edges. Even he, in our conversation yesterday, conceded, yeah, this isn't hitch, glitch, bugs in the system, that systemically, at its core, Obamacare is fundamentally flawed because people just are, it's not going to work the way it's supposed to work. At one point, Mike said, well, look, I'm okay with paying a few pennies more to help someone who can't afford insurance. That's the way Obamacare was sold. What's happening is people are now finding out how many dollars there are in a few pennies. That's where it's all going to heck. Because, quite frankly, in that regard, it's working the way it was supposed to. And I keep saying this and saying this, if you have employer-provided insurance and you think that doesn't include you in terms of dramatic increases, you're wrong. And then there are companies like ours who are actually being told that what they provide is too good for the cost. Can't have that, you know. Yes, that is that. People don't believe that. I'm telling you, that is happening. Going to try to get to that a little later in the show. Talk about the what should be a renewed push for repeal. And I've been talking about this, and Mike and I did disagree on this on his show yesterday. It is time for Republicans to offer a counter plan. Now, there are some Republicans who absolutely think that would be a mistake. I understand the reasoning for why they think that would be a mistake, but I disagree. We'll try to get into all of that. We'll probably debate Mike with that on that after 10 o'clock. Scott Walker, Governor Walker, and somehow, some way, we're going to use one of his books today to encourage you to come in and give to families of children with cancer. Scott Walker has a piece in today's Wall Street Journal pointing out that the disparity in Wisconsin between the votes he got and Barack Obama got. In other words, a lot of people who, not the disparity, but the overlap, the people who voted for both Scott Walker and Barack Obama. And how do Republicans nationally get the Obama votes that Scott Walker got in Wisconsin? How do you do that? He makes his case in the Wall Street Journal. We're going to share that a little later on. And actually, we got the coach, of course, at 9:10-ish, Coach Mike McCarthy. We'll have that as well. And I'm going to share a letter, as again, we are here at Nicolet National Bank for families of children with cancer. I'm going to share a letter that I received recently from it's a parent with a child with cancer, but it's much more than that. And I did share it yesterday, if you missed it. And it explains why we do what we do with families of children with cancer. And I just think it'll go along. You hear me, we do the promos asking you to give to families of children with cancer. Throughout the weeks before we do these events, I ask you to give to families of children with cancer. This lady's letter, if you missed it yesterday, it's really good stuff. It is a little longish, but it's really good. And I'm going to share it again sometime after 9 o'clock. Also share Scott Walker's piece as well in the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, we're going to talk about the latest approval ratings, all of that stuff, other things going on in the state as well. Just a ton of stuff. I do, however, want to start with this topic. This is from our own website, WTAQ.com. Madison gets top rating in LGBT index. Green Bay has low score. So in other words, Madison, open-minded, sophisticated, Green Bay, troglodytes. Madison received a top rating of 100 in the Human Rights Campaign's annual Municipal Equality Index for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered persons. If you didn't know what LGBT stands for, it does in fact stand for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered persons. Milwaukee also fared well with a rating of 91. Again, Madison had a perfect score, according to the Human Rights Campaign's annual Municipal Equality Index of 100. Milwaukee right up there with a 91. Green Bay had a 48. I suppose on any index of 0 to 100, 48 would be a failing score, now wouldn't it? Madison and Minneapolis were among just 25 cities that got perfect scores. Milwaukee fell just short of perfection, mainly because it does not require the contractors provide equal benefits, that is, those who are contracted by the city, for LGBT workers. Green Bay fell short in several categories, which wouldn't surprise you, would it, given the fact that Green Bay got a 48 out of 100, involving its non-discrimination laws while not ensuring that LGBT individuals are included in city services. The report also said Green Bay does not have a specialized police liaison or task force, and the city's overall relationship with the LGBT community has room for improvement. All right. There are a couple of ways to look at this. The way that the Human Rights Campaign looks at this is Green Bay is not LGBT friendly. That's one way to look at it. Here's another way to look at it. That Green Bay doesn't have policies, special policies, for a very small segment of the population. This doesn't say, see, and here's the problem I have with this. This doesn't say that LGBT community is discriminated against in Green Bay. It doesn't mean that people look down upon them or that they're abused or harassed or bullied any more than any other community, but a 48 out of 100 score is going to give that perception. Because Green Bay hasn't bent over backwards with policies targeted to a small segment of the population, well, then they didn't do very well. You know what? I don't care what, I don't care about any of this in a person's life. I don't care what they practice. I would, or who they are. I know they don't like to practice all who they are. Just, they live their lives, that's fine. They go to work, that's fine. They shouldn't be discriminated against if they want a job or anything else. I've never said that. I've never suggested that. But the notion that there isn't some special task force and other special infrastructure in place to facilitate them, it leaves that impression that somehow they are, in fact, discriminated against in Green Bay in a larger proportion than they are anywhere else. And by the way, I'm not going to say that they aren't discriminated in some ways by some people. I don't consider opposing gay marriage discrimination. They do. That's where these issues get complicated. But yes, we have now been tarred as you think I'd have these initials down by now. Anti-LGBT. Well, of course you are, because you got a 48 out of 100 on some arbitrary index of what the Human Rights Campaign believes cities should do. What cities should do is if for any reason someone is harassed, discriminated against, or intimidated, that should be dealt with by the law for whatever reason. But I'm just telling you, that's the perception that they're trying to paint. And by the way, I have seen that. I have seen an effort to paint Northeast Wisconsin as some type of hillbilly heaven, that we are much more backward, much more whatever, than the rest of the state. Now, upper central Wisconsin gets that even more than we do. There's no question about that. That they really are. I suppose I would be disparaging Kentucky if I said they're compared to Kentucky. But I have heard central Wisconsin compared to Kentucky, or at least the stereotype of Kentucky. I have, I, and I, you know, for for kicks. I've told Kentucky jokes on the air. You know, but they have that stigma. What, you know, what's a greeting card that you can only get in Kentucky? Happy birthday, Uncle Dad. You know, you know, all of those. Again, that's cliche, that's stereotype for the most part. And upper central Wisconsin, the top, the snow cap of Wisconsin, that top third, tends to get a lot of that. But even northeast Wisconsin tries to get tarred with that, and I think this is a part of that. Again, we are at Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. We are here until 11 o'clock. This is our annual event, and I will do this several times throughout the show. But I want to start by again thanking Nicolet National Bank, because they have been just such a tremendous partner with WTAQ, the Jerry A. Bader Show, and Families of Children with Cancer. I mean, they host us every year. Now they host us twice a year. They have a location in Wausau. I was there last week. And, you know, they've given so generously, has Nicolet Bank, to the cause. They have been fabulous, fabulous partners. So I absolutely cannot thank them enough. And, again, if you can get down here, heck, it even snowed a little bit. I have found historically when we get a little bit of snow on the day of this event, goes a long way, feels like Christmas. People are getting in that holiday mood. Next week is Thanksgiving already, for crying out loud, which means the Packers play twice in about 5 days. For those of you not aware, I have a bet with a listener who called me out and said, "You don't talk about sports. You don't know anything about sports." So me, going off like a Roman candle like I do, I bet the guy $500 for charity. His charity is Ronald McDonald House. We know what my charity is, Family Stuff. You can't lose. Those are two good charities. The loser's got to pony up $500. The winner has to pony up $250 for the other guy. So everybody wins. He's kicking my butt. This is not good. Well, and he even threw me some bones. And I picked the Packers. It was stupid. He picked the Packers. I had the opportunity to take the other team and didn't. He is picking the Packers against the Vikings at Lambeau Field. I can't see picking. He sent me an email, throw me another bone. He's, again, daring me to pick the Vikings. I thought I heard word that Adrian Peterson may be shaky. What's that? Yeah. Oh, he's got the groin, but he's going to play probably. And they're starting Ponder. Why do they always think Christian Ponder can beat the Packers? I find that very interesting. All right, we'll get to all of that and starting the coach after 9 o'clock, 8:57.
WTAQ.